By the way, check out our YouTube channel. Just search The Kelly Jordan Show and hit the subscribe button. We'd really appreciate it because a lot of the stuff that you hear on the show, we post videos of there. Like, we talked to our human resources guy who's all the way over in Kuwait right now, but still working hard for us.
Yeah, on the beach.
Right.
Appreciate that.
But anyway, Brian Zenzen, we absolutely love him. He helped us out in the HR files today. And then we wrote songs about each other.
And shockingly enough, they were so accurate.
This is crazy, the power of AI.
It is absolutely insane. That was a lot of fun. And of course, the feud is always a good time. Yeah. God dang, today's show is fun, man. Woo. I'm actually exhausted a little bit.
And it's only Thursday. We still got one more day of this.
Here's the podcast.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
The HR files is something that we do when someone has a question that they feel they can't take to their HR department, so they take it to our HR department. Problem is, our HR department's way over in Kuwait right now because he is in the Army National Guard. But Brian Zenzen, we got him on the phone. Brian, I'm going to play you back the call that we recorded yesterday, okay? And then when we come back, you can tell her what's going on. But here's the call we recorded, all right?
Okay. I have a question for the HR file.
Okay, well, our HR guy is in, what, Beirut right now?
Kuwait.
Kuwait right now.
He's serving our country.
That's right. But what we'll do is record this, and then when we do the HR files, we'll play it back for him.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, what's your question for Brian Zenzen?
Okay, I had a baby in November, and I took some time off until, I would say mid-March is when I went back, I think the 12th or something. And then I have, like, I've already requested it, and I put in a notice that I had been planning to go at the end of July to visit my grandmother so she could meet my baby. And they have denied it. And
what?
So I have accrued the hours. It's not like I don't have the hours to be able to take it, but they are saying it's because I've taken too much time off.
Hold on. So you took off time, you had your child, and now they're telling you that's considered almost like your vacation, so you can't take a vacation.
Right. But yeah.
Wow.
It's like paid family leave, I feel like. So. And then I used a couple of my hours, like vacation days, to stay longer.
How long have you been working there?
8 years.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
That's crazy.
I thought so.
A question that Brian Zenzen always wants to know, and I'll ask you, is this a job or a career?
A career.
Okay.
What in the world? Why are they not looking out for you and taking care of you and your family?
I agree.
Question, you haven't had any issues right at work? You've never been reprimanded or anything like that?
I think, like, after a year, I was late one time, but that's like...
How dare you?
Now I can see why they're doing this.
I would deny you vacation for that as well.
So when are they thinking that you can have a vacation? When's enough time for you to be back in the workforce? A year?
I guess. You know what? It didn't get that far. I just got the kind of denial, and I kind of wanted to talk to someone. I got the denied letter, and then I kind of wanted to talk to somebody and see, like, does that sound legal? Is that, you know, like,
yeah,
someone outside of work.
Wow.
So I could go in knowing what, like, the law is about around it.
Okay, well, I've recorded this call, and then I'll play it back for Brian Zenzen when we do the HR files. Is that cool?
How dare he be busy in Kuwait?
All right, Brian, did you hear all that?
I sure did.
All right, when we come back then, Brian Zenzen, all the way from overseas, will have a solution to the HR file.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
Denying you time off, that's what we have up in the HR files today. Our caller wanted to remain nameless, but she said she recently had a baby, came back to work on March 12th, but...
had been planning to go at the end of July to visit my grandmother so she could meet my baby, and they have denied it.
So we're on the phone with our human resources guy, Brian Zenzen, who's actually in the Army National Guard and over in Kuwait. But Brian, what do you think? Can they deny her that time off because she just got back from maternity leave?
I think it sounds pretty crappy. They have to give you at least 12 weeks off.
Right.
So I think there could be something like where she would, you know, be able to find some middle ground or maybe explain her case a little bit more to the employer.
The thing that sucks is if it's not hard enough to be a mom having to go back to work after having a baby, now you want to take that baby somewhere and your work is telling you no.
Yeah, it's not like having a baby was a vacation.
Right, yeah, totally.
Now, this is funny, Brian Zenzen, because with you being over in Kuwait, I filed a petition that when you get back after being over there for 8 months, you're not allowed to take any time off.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you are essentially, you're living the life right now over there in Kuwait.
Oh, yeah.
You got the sun.
Yeah.
Nothing but miles of beach.
I'll tell you right now, I'm sitting in my 5x7 cell. I have a blanket on one side for privacy and a bed sheet on the other side for privacy.
Living the dream.
I guess, yeah, you're right. I am living the life, 3 meals a day, 4 sometimes if you want it. So.
Well, at least we can hardly understand anything you're saying.
Great cell service out there as well. Like, you just have everything you could ask for.
Brian. I'm streaming all the movies I want.
I bet.
No matter when I get back, don't plan on seeing me until January 2nd, so. Sorry, Kelly, I will be taking some time off.
Typical HR.
Yeah. Won't grant our vacation days, but can take as many as he wants.
Any time you want.
Fast and loose.
Hey, guess what? My vacation resets December 28th. So.
Of course it does. Yeah, of course it does.
Know. He's got all the ins.
It's weird how he set that whole thing up, right?
Yeah, amazing. Are you even in Kuwait? I want photo evidence.
It's an undisclosed location.
That blanket that's separating is a towel on the beach.
We don't want to get our computer shut down. Thank you for your service, Brian.
Brian Riley, our Brian Zenzen, we always appreciate you coming on the air with us, though. And stay safe over there. And if you got time, we'll talk to you in a week, all right?
Oh, absolutely. I'll see you next week.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
We're now joined by Jen Leverins from our newsroom from Around of the Feud. Jen, what is today's question?
Well, since Mother's Day is coming up, we asked 100 people, top 6 answers on the board, name something a mom might have in her purse.
Oh, okay. This is a good one. And that's what we have up today in this round of The Feud! And Brian Riley lost last week.
Yes, I did.
And so today will be me versus Chelsea. My name is Kelly.
It's mainly Chelsea versus Chelsea. She's going to lose it herself.
I doubt it. All right, here we go, though. I'm trying to think back to my mom's purse.
Mm. Or, you know, something your wife.
That my wife may have in her purse for the kids. Okay, this is a good one. Who goes first?
You do.
All right. The first thing I'm going to say, what might a mom have in her purse? I'm going to say gum.
God dang it. God dang it, Kelly.
What are you doing? Like candies or something. Like,
it's just throwing out a million answers.
Show me gum.
Okay. Okay. You're so silent. I didn't think it was on there.
I just wanted to keep you in suspense.
Jeez, Jen, you can't do that.
Was that
to me.
Number 6, Jen?
See how quick everyone was to make fun of me?
It was number 6.
Yeah. I don't care.
Hey, it counts. It does count, Kelly. All right.
I hope you picked such a bad answer.
The question again.
We asked 100 people, top 6 answers on the board, name something a mom might have in her purse.
You know she's got her wallet.
Or billfold, as my mom used to call it.
Show me billfold.
Talking all that smack.
Moms don't have money?
Dang.
No, weird.
You got to go look in dad's wallet for that. You know what I'm saying, Brian?
Yeah, boy.
You know what I'm
get it.
All right. Everybody settle down.
All right.
Jen, what is it? What is the question again?
Name something a mom might have in her purse. 5 answers left.
Boy.
Say candy.
And we're getting a little lean on this one. Mm. I was going to say mints, but that would be the same. I remember my mom's mints used to taste like purse, too.
were they Altoids?
It just tastes like leather.
There's a little lint that comes out with
little
them.
Bit.
Yep. My mom smoked, so ours was tobacco.
You get a little buzz off of yours?
It was good for you. Nicotine's good for you. Remember that?
Hey.
That's right. I'm going to say this. This is something I feel like just a woman would have in her purse. I'm just going to say a pen.
Show me pen.
Dang it.
It's okay.
Think mom. I am thinking mom.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
I got the
Jen.
Next one.
Question.
All right. 5 answers left.
Okay. This is embarrassing.
It's a hot round going on
here. We each have one strike. Name something a mom might have in her purse.
I'm going to go because kids are disgusting, like wipies or like Kleenexes.
Dang, I was going to say
okay.
that.
Okay. All right, show me wipes. Number 1 answer.
Yeah.
I was going to say that
those
one.
Messes.
Yeah.
We would have accepted wipes, Kleenex, or tissues.
Dang it, that was my next one because I was holding a tissue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And art was imitating life.
See, I thought Chelsea was going to say dog treats because that's what she has for.
Oh, that's for dog moms.
Like, for my puppies. All right. Oh, my gosh. I am to the bottom here. All right, my mom's purse.
Yeah, or what? Something your wife might keep.
Think about what
purse?
Your wife's got, Kelly.
Growing up, they're helping you. So
what? They're what your kids ask
Kelly.
For?
Chelsea, we build each other up around here. All
what,
right.
What do your kids sometimes ask for? Mom, do you have?
Do you have? Money wasn't in there, so that was shocking. Money's not in there. Pen isn't in there. You go to mom and you say, Mom, do you have snacks?
Ooh.
Is snacks in there?
All right, show me snacks.
Yay! He stays alive.
Number two, snacks. Snacks slash mints.
Okay.
There you go.
I could have said mints.
Was on there.
Okay. All right. We're doing good here.
Crossing
even
up
if I
good.
Lose now, at least I went down in a blaze of glory.
Well, you got two right. That's probably like close to the record for you.
Okay. All right. Chelsea.
Yep.
Name something a mom might have in her purse. So we have four answers left. Wipes, Kleenex, tissues, snacks, gum, and mints all off the board.
All right, cool. I'm going to go with, there's a couple things I'm thinking of. Okay, a mom. I'm going to say her phone.
Okay, that's a good one.
Kids are asking to play on the phone.
Okay, show me phone.
Has not happened in months, and I don't think since Chelsea's been here have I won a round of the feud.
According to the stats, it's been October of 2019 the last time you won the feud.
Glory days!
I love that, especially with the 12 hits.
Amazing, and now I don't have to come up with any more answers.
Is keys in there, Jen?
I was gonna say keys. Okay, good. Glad that wasn't in there.
Yeah.
So all we had the wipes, Kleenex, tissues.
Yep.
Snacks and mints and gum. Mini first aid kit.
Oh, gosh. My wife does have one of those, too.
Hand sanitizer.
Oh, shoot. That was on my list, too.
I was going to say that, too, but I thought wipes would maybe do that one out.
Yeah.
And then hairbrushes and accessories.
Hair tie.
Very good.
Oh.
Now it's all making sense.
Good stuff. So, yeah, not the practical things like a wallet or a phone, just all the other stuff.
Although,
right?
I haven't heard anything since I heard Kelly won, so.
You're not used to that saying.
I'm coming for you next, Brian Riley. I'm coming for you next.
I'm shaking in my boots.
We'll do this again next week. We'll have another round of
The Feud.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
So I was talking about this Suno app. Does it make sense to you guys?
I mean, you can just make a song. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So you think of, like, the way I thought about it was, so I thought about you, Brian Riley, because I thought we would just go around the room, right? Like, I come up with a song for you. You come up with a song for Chelsea. Chelsea comes up with one for me.
Yeah.
So when I think of Brian Riley, I think rock. I think rock music. He lives
on the edge, baby.
So to give you an idea, I put this in yesterday, okay?
Okay.
Or early this morning, whatever, before the show.
Right.
So I think rock, and I think degenerate gambler.
Oh, that's accurate.
It's neck and neck with Athletic Prime, right, Chelsea?
Accurate.
Yeah. So I put this into the Suno app, and it spit out a song about you, a rock song about you being a degenerate gambler.
Okay.
Now, it's only 90 seconds, so it's not that long.
All right.
So I'll play it for you, and then you guys will understand what we're trying to do here. So this is Brian Riley's rock song about being a degenerate gambler.
Sitting at the table playing with your fate. Brian Riley, you're a gambler taking all you hate. Betting with your soul, living on the edge. But the cards keep falling. Yeah. Drowning in your sin, chasing those dollar signs. It's a dangerous game, but you're a degenerate gambler. And there's no one to blame.
Oh, this thing,
degenerate gambler.
This thing rules, dude.
I know, you want this, don't you?
I don't
want
to do this.
This is so good.
Here we go.
Paying the price.
I never thought being a degenerate would be so cool in my entire life.
I can see you with that fox
buffer around your shoulders, yeah, walking around the casino, just this music just that playing.
Just hammering max betting every machine that
we
I see.
We need to do a music video. This is so good.
You're telling me I have to go to a casino? Dang.
And so I have to video it. This is hilarious.
Well, because I thought the odds of you having gambled in recent history were probably good. Did you gamble yesterday?
I might have gone to lunch and gambled yesterday.
I knew it.
I might have.
My favorite line, he's rolling the dice, but he never wins.
All right. Okay, so I get it.
This
so you
is
do
great.
Okay, so now for Chelsea, you do a genre and a character trait that you think best describes her. And then what we'll do is we'll do that and then we'll play some, we'll take a break and come back and play the song.
Okay. I get it now. So if I look at Chelsea, so you want me to give mine like what I'm thinking?
Genre of music and a character trait.
So Chelsea, I'm just going to say country because she deep cuts all country songs.
I am country.
And then what I wrote down was her obsession with her dogs.
Mm.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, gosh, this is going to be good.
So, that describes her in a nutshell.
A country song about her obsession with her dogs or
her dogs. Oh, I love this.
All right, so I'm going to put that in the Suno.
Okay.
And then we'll play the song when we come back. Chelsea, for me, what would you say style of music and character trait?
Style of music for sure, Kelly. Hip hop, it's gotta be.
Because she knows I'm from the street.
Yeah, from the mean streets.
Yeah, he's got that boogie. You know,
North Side.
I'm thinking faux show, and then I really want to test how good this is.
Okay,
so I'm gonna say I want a hip hop song about Kelly Jordan on his quest to find a used boat.
I like how that's my character trait. It's kind of Chelsea's is she loves her dogs. Yours is degenerate gambler. Me, I'm looking for a used boat.
Yeah. And then once you find the used boat, now it's going to be like Kelly riding his used boat.
Okay. And you could put it on your boat playlist.
Oh, you know what's going on there, girl.
With degenerate gambler.
Yeah, all of them. Throwing it on the list. Maybe I'll go on the boat now once you get it.
All right. Oh, so I'm going to put these in the app. And when we come back, we'll hear Chelsea's song, country song about loving dogs, and my hip hop song about looking for a used boat.
Your quest.
That's got to be a tough one.
All right. It's on the way next.
The Kelly Jordan Show.
We are using the Suno app this morning to write songs about each other. Now, this is an app where you put in a music style and then a character trait about somebody, and it'll spit you back a song about them. If you miss Brian Riley's degenerate gambler song that we did earlier, we'll post a separate podcast track today. With all the songs that we're doing.
Bangers.
Now, they're so good.
Now, Brian Riley came up with one for Chelsea that was a country song about how much she loves her dogs. And just dogs in general.
I just love it.
So we put this in the Suno app, and it came back with Chelsea's Country Canine Chronicles.
Wow.
That's what it was called?
That's the title that it gave it.
That's a fantastic name.
Yours was strictly called Degenerate Gambling.
I mean, I don't see why it would be anything different.
Chelsea's a little more elegant. Chelsea's Country Canine Chronicles. Chelsea, are you ready to hear the song written about you?
I'm so ready.
Here we go.
Chelsea's got a heart as big as Texas. With her dog, she's never feeling restless. She's a country girl living her dream. With a pack of pups, it's a crazy scene. Her hound dog buddy, he's her number one. They go hunting in the early morning sun. And little Daisy, the feisty little thing. She's Chelsea's sidekick, always ready to sing. Chelsea's got a fur-covered home. Every nook and cranny, even the kitchen door. She's got doggy beds in every single room. And chewed-up shoes scattered around like a broom.
That's fantastic. Now, do you have doggy beds spread in every single room?
Is that it with the song? Okay, it's just an instrumental.
Just instrumental. That's actually true.
What, the dog beds in every room?
They do in my office, bedroom, in the hallway where I like to read, in my nook, and down in the
AI knows everything.
Man, it's as if they had a camera on you.
That's kind of crazy.
That's amazing.
So, I love how they gave Daisy a shout out.
Right.
The fact that they know your dog's name, terrifying. Why are we not terrified by that?
I'm going to play this song for her, and we're going to drive around the car. Oh, she's going to love that with the wind blowing through her ears.
It's going to be her most played song on Spotify.
Brian Riley, by the way, you nailed Chelsea completely with the fact a country song about her dog.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was kind of the case.
All right.
That's so sweet.
So Chelsea said my song would be a hip-hop song about my quest for a used boat. All right.
And those details are key. I just wanted to test this thing to see how good it would be.
So I put it into Suno, and it spit back, cruising dreams.
Oh. This sounds exactly like your life.
So here it is. The song about me, a hip-hop song about my quest to find a used boat. Here we go.
Living in the city, trying to break free. Kelly Jordan got dreams, you know what I mean. Working 9 to 5, that ain't no life's for. He's got his eyes set on the open waters, for sure. Saving up his dough, every penny he can find. Gotta get himself a boat, leave it all behind. He's on a mission, ain't no stopping him now. Gotta find a used boat and make it his somehow. Hit up the classifieds, searching all around. Looking for a vessel with a solid sound. Calling up the owners, asking for a deal. Kelly's got determination. He's got this appeal.
I like the hit up the classifieds.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Is this an instrumental?
It might be the instrumental.
That might be the instrumental from the way on out. No.
Yeah, hit up them classifieds.
Call
Kelly.
The owner, try and make a deal. That app is accurate as hell.
What was
the
song? Determined.
What was the song of that name of that song?
Cruising Dreams.
Oh yeah, 100% accurate. Every part of it,
dude. I can see playing this on the boat.
In the city,
this is boating music to me.
Dreams, you know what I mean.
Oh man, that's good.
I wonder if we made a song like a hip hop song about Kelly Jordan's love for crying. How good and accurate that would
be.
Oh,
so man. Good.
It just has crying sound effects the entire time.
The possibilities are endless.
Well, if you guys are looking for this app, because a lot of people are texting in right now wanting to know what it's called, Suno.
Yeah. S-U-N-O.
And you will have a blast with it. And we'll post these songs to the podcast later.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. We mean absolutely no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
Oh, I love a good tongue twister.
Ooh.
Okay. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck, right?
If a woodchuck could chuck wood, yeah.
Right, all those things.
Sure, Peter Piper. Sure.
How about the she sells seashells by the seashore? Can you guys do that one?
How do you say it?
Is that the whole thing?
Say it slow.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
All right.
Yep, she got it.
All right.
I'm not even going to try it.
Well, do you know that that is actually about a real person?
Get out of here.
Yes, it was about a woman that used to be in a town where she would sell dinosaur bones, though, dinosaur relics, near the seashore. And so people from all over would come to visit her, and they wrote a tongue twister about her called She Sells Seashells by the Seashore.
Now, you're not just trying to make a ploy of trying to make up a story about this, are you?
No.
Like,
no,
this is not a real thing.
No, so, not at all.
There'd be fossils of crustaceans, which would look like a seashell, right?
Yes.
Kind of, right?
Her name was Mary Anning.
How long ago was this?
She was a paleontologist before people really knew what dinosaurs were, because think, this is the 1800s.
Okay.
So dinosaurs had just died.
Yeah, they just were hit by that asteroid.
You're telling me that people didn't know what dinosaurs were before
the 1800s? Well, we didn't have the.
Well, they said the first dinosaur, discovery was in England, and some lady got, she tripped up, and then they dug it up. They're like, oh my God, that's
right.
A monster.
Well, she wasn't selling seashells.
No,
Mary,
she was not.
Mary Anning made some of her biggest paleontologic discoveries.
That's not right.
Before she was even a teenager.
Oh.
So she just crushed it at being a paleontologist. So the locals wrote a little tongue twister about her.
You think she was just walking the shore, breaking rocks, getting her frustration out? She's like, oh, look, there's a monster inside of this.
Right. That they probably thought that's what they were
that's
back then, too.
That's probably what it was.
Dragons and such.
And then she would peddle these artifacts instead of bringing them to a museum or...
Well, dinosaurs had just died. Why would they be in a museum?
Look, Mary was out there hustling. She was hustling before hustling became a thing.
People knew what they looked like in the 1800s. They were walking beside them.
Yeah, she was making pennies on the dollar at the time.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
And now you know the next time you try and do that, that's actually about a real person, a paleontologist named Mary Anning.
So much easier to say Mary Anning was selling seashells by the seashore.
But it's not as fun, you see.
Yeah, truth. I know. I get that.
Well, now I'm wondering about Peter Piper.
Well, Peter Piper was a real person.
Okay. Wow.
Isn't he the one that led the mice out of England with his flute?
Oh, he picked a pack of pickled peppers.
Oh, yeah.
That
and then led mice out of England with his flute.
Every time I hear Peter Piper, I just think of Peter Pan. That's the first thing that comes to my brain.
I think and of now I'm thinking about the woodchuck, too.
I think of the Run DMC song, Peter Piper.
Oh!
You want a hot dose of classic hip-hop?
No.
Look up Run DMC, Peter Piper. I'm going to play it as soon as we get off the air.
Just so you know. I know cassette exactly tape.
Yeah, I
but
did.
Good, but good for her for, you know, hustling on the beach.
Seashells? Nope. She sells seashells by the seashore.
Hey, congratulations.
And now you know, Mary Anning is why we have that one. Now, maybe you didn't like this one. That's okay. Doesn't bother me at all. I'm going to have another one for you tomorrow. And tomorrow's a Friday, so you know it's going to be good. Right, Chelsea?
Feisty Friday.
Brian never likes this segment.
Nah, it's fine. It does its job.
It fills time.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a few minutes to fill.
Yeah, we have to.
Let's do Maybe It's Just Me. Either way, doesn't bother me if you don't like it, because I'm going to keep on keeping on. And I know that sometimes... Welcome to the bonus track. It's the very first break of the day. We tack it on the end of the podcast. Today we talked about useless apps on your phone and what? Walking around Target not buying anything.
Whoever their marketing people are, geniuses over there.
Chelsea can't wrap her brain around that
one. I don't understand how you not grab cart and add to cart.
I mean, we've learned a lot about Kelly Jordan. That shouldn't shock us, I should say.
Sorry. I won't change now, but it's our bonus track and we tack it on the end of the podcast. All right, here we go. It is now Thursday morning. That's Chelsea.
Good morning.
That's Brian.
What up?
My name is Kelly, and we are here to serve you.
Man.
To make your morning even better.
We'll do our best.
Guys, I think I'm becoming the worst type of old person.
Okay,
slowly but surely.
At 32.
Yeah, welcome. 32.
That's young odd. Child.
Yeah. Right. Because this is, so yesterday, the girlfriend and I decided to do like a date night thing.
Okay.
And we went and got ice cream.
Aww.
On our way there, and this place is expensive. You for two people. Yeah, like everything else isn't.
Oh, so you don't want to say where it is?
I'm not going to say where.
Okay.
But we went, and I'm slowly starting to be that guy that downloads the apps to all of these places. Ooh. Just so I can get myself a discount instead of having to pay full price. The number of apps that I have on my phone.
Well, that's here.
Like,
welcome.
I have three different pizza places.
Yes.
Jeez.
I have... The McDonald's app.
Well, I'm going to grab my phone.
Yes. Yeah,
I have the Chipotle app.
Get that 30% off.
I have two different ice cream apps. I have like nine apps, all, and I'm loyal to
Kelly,
all of them.
This is all food. How can you be loyal to that many different places?
Because they're giving me discounts. I'm loyal to you. Don't give me discounts
anymore. The amount of push notifications you must get be bonkers.
It's insane. It's insane. I have like, you know, in your app on your phone, you can put them all in one folder.
Yeah.
I have two pages.
Good God, dude.
Whoa.
Of just food alone, which says two things about me. One, I need to start cooking at home a lot more than I thought I did. Or B, we were going there yesterday and I was just going, you know what?
Dude.
I'm going to get this loyalty thing just to see if I can get a discount. We show up and she's like, I'm going to get a small. I go, you know, you can get a large now.
Oh, God, I got you.
Because I got the buy one, get one. Of equal or lesser value. So I was like, yo.
Like, baby, let me upgrade you.
I was like, girl, you can get the big one. Then she got the...
Treat yourself.
She didn't know I had the buy one, get one till afterwards.
Right.
So she thought I was just about to splurge. No. I was just getting it on a good deal.
Hey, that's fair play, man.
I thought... Trashy or classy, I don't care either which way.
Saving money is always a win.
But can I say the flip side of that? Now, I have a few apps on my phone. Like,
yeah.
I downloaded a Domino's app a long time ago. I used it once to save like $5, and now I get a notification every 15 minutes about pizza.
Yeah.
The Chipotle app, I never go to the Chipotle by my house because they're always out of everything.
Sure.
And I love Chipotle, don't get me wrong. But anyway, my wife has an app for every single thing, and what I hate about it is we have to always go through the app anytime we buy anything.
Yeah.
Whether it's Hobby Lobby, whether it's Michael's, whether it's Target, whether it's Home Goods,
yeah.
A Home Depot, Lowe, wherever it is, I gotta use the app. I'm like, I'm just buying batteries. Can we just get the batteries and get the hell out of here?
They're giving me free cash. How much do you have? 22 cents.
Right.
Whoa.
You need to get those points.
I get notifications from the Upside app.
Yes.
Which I hear a lot of DJs endorsing. Yes. This is not an endorsement.
It's not.
You need to use it.
But I don't even know. Like, I get notifications. I can't even find it on my phone. I don't even know where. They'll be like, you made 6 cents today with the Upside. And I'm like, how? I didn't even use it.
I'm checking mine right now. This is not an endorsement, but they should be.
How many apps do you have on your phone that you do you think are completely useless?
A lot?
Yeah.
Like 50% probably?
Oh, well, I have one for like every airline, right, for trips, because you have to do everything through them now.
That helps.
But they're not all created equal.
No.
Not all apps.
No, not at all.
Are created equal. So if it's more difficult to go through the process of the app just to save some money, but Upside was pretty cool, but I was sitting there for an additional
additional 15 minutes trying to find the app.
See, I can't do that.
And then you have to link your card. And then I had some fraud. So then I have a new card number. So then I have to verify that. And I'm just sitting there. And I look like the jerk at the pump.
Right.
Who's just like,
move it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Fill up your tank, lady. Fill it up. Oh, I got Buffalo Wild Wings app. I think I downloaded that so I could play trivia Buffalo Wild Wings one time. And now they're always telling me about hot deals they got going on.
You
got
to utilize those hot deals.
I got games on my phone I've never even played before.
Oh, for real.
Can I say, though?
Bingo Blitz.
There is times.
I have Marble Master.
When you download all those apps and then you like swipe through your phone and you click one, you go, oh, I forgot about this.
Right.
It's a nice little surprise.
It's like going home again.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, I forgot about it. And then you play it for 15 minutes. You're like, oh yeah, I remember why I stopped playing you. You stink. I don't like this anymore.
Target Circle. My sister told me. I know. So my sister, she makes a lot of bank. She works really hard, but she doesn't like to spend money.
Oh, good for her. She's smart.
She's amazing. Erica, I love you. But so she doesn't like to spend full price on anything. Always has nice things, designer things, but never, ever pays full price. She's like, Chels, you need to get the Circle Target app. You're going to save so much money.
No.
I have that app, oddly enough, and I've never once used it. I don't even know how it got on here.
Hundreds of dollars later, I'm like, Erica, thank you so much for telling me to download this app. I now have $2.36 in cash at
Good
Target.
Good for you, Chelsea.
And I bought all sorts of crap.
I only had to pay $650 to get two bags.
That sounds like add to cart. Yeah, add to cart. I just need some dog food, and next thing I know, it's like spring clearance sale.
How Target does that, right? You go into
it's
Target.
It's the smell. I think it's the smell.
You walk into Target for one thing, you leave with a cart.
Yeah.
Chelsea goes on the app, needs one thing, leaves with a cart. How they do it? Is it the red? I don't know what they got going on. Whoever's the marketing genius over there.
Oh, they are. I think Target can afford the right people to promote their stuff.
They figured it out. They've got it in the bag.
Probably not you, but do you ever just go to a Target just to walk around?
Always.
Like if I'm in a really good mood, so always. Yeah.
What does that mean?
You just walk around.
No cart?
No cart.
No.
You just go in there and
basket?
You raw dog it. You maybe grab some popcorn.
What does he mean, Brian?
You maybe grab some popcorn.
So what he's doing, you're people watching.
Maybe.
You're going
like a stalker?
But I also like to go to the seasonal section. Like, spring is here. Let's go see what the seasonal section's got going on.
Target is such a welcoming environment that when you walk in, you feel like you're safe.
Yeah.
Right? So you walk down the aisles. You're like, look at this. It's a chamomile lavender candle.
Maybe I'll get myself a little Starbucks and just kind of get the lay of the land. Oh, they got the new TVs.
So at least you purchased one thing. But that's creepy. That's what I do.
So a lot of times it's just popcorn because that's like 99 cents.
It's like when people used to walk around in the mall. Now they just walk around a Target.
Right. You want to talk about being an old man.
We're shrinking it down.
Oh.
No, you're an old man if you go to the mall just for laps. That's when you know you're an old person.
In those New Balance shoes.
That's the only reason people go to the mall anymore.
100%.
I love people watching, but not at Target. I get sucked in.
You gotta be above it.
I can't.
Be above the influence, Chelsea.
The bright colors and their happy logos everywhere. The workers there are always so friendly.
Right. That's why I'm there.
My dad, who hates people. Like he maybe sees people once every 2 weeks. Like he just sits on the couch, Judge Joe Brown. That's what he lives by.
Yeah.
I go to his house one day and he goes, "Hey." And I was like, "What's going on? What's new?" He's like, "I was at the mall today." I go, "What were you doing at the mall?" He goes, "I was walking." I go, "You are old."
Yeah.
Like I just stopped everything he said. I said, "You're old." He goes, "I know." But it was nice. There was no rain. It was just a good walk. Didn't have to talk to anybody. I was like, "Did you buy anything?" He goes, "No, I didn't buy anything."
He's like, "Now quiet. I can't hear Judge Joe Brown give down his verdict."
He's got a good point. I love
Jerry Springer's back
on. I love how when it was raining outside, he's like, "God, I gotta get my steps in. Yeah. I'm gonna go to the mall."
Yeah. And I don't know where this health kick came either, because that guy, I've never seen him work out ever in my life.
He's getting later on in life,
good
man. He wants
him
to look good.
Yeah.
Good
I think that's the only time he's ever gone on a walk too.
But. Is he still drinking a lot though?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah.
That, dude, he's living your dream. Like sitting on the couch drinking just hanging, retired early, just hanging out.
Oh, I'm never going to be able to retire, but the drinking part, I'll sign on that.
You're in. Count it up, baby.
Stroll around Target with his popcorn.
That's exactly what we look forward to in life. Judge Joe Brown drinking on the couch at noon.
I hope you guys enjoy working with me because I'm never retiring, ever.
I'm a big fan.
All right. Brian, we lost you on the video.
I don't know what happened. I went backstage.
All right.
I got kicked out of the
What's
group.
It like back there?
It's
dark.
Oh, I'm did back. You take him off?
I took him off.
I'm hands free.
That might have been Kelly.
No one knows what the hell we're talking. So we're doing a lot of video now. By the way, I'll say this. If you could go subscribe to the YouTube channel, we've added 31 subscribers in 4 days, which sounds lame to a lot of people.
It's awesome.
But it's awesome.
You guys ever heard of Mr. Beast?
Yeah.
We're right there.
We are the beast.
Knocking at his door.
Right there.
We are the beast.
So just look for the Kelly Jordan Show on YouTube. Hit the subscribe. You don't even have to watch the videos that we post, but I want to get to 100 because then we'll have more than anybody in this building.
Yeah. Maybe we'll give something away at 100. That would
combined.
Be cool.
What's that?
Combined.
Yeah, for real. Watch out in Chelsea. Come on now.
We're not competitive at all.
We're about peace and love.
Yep.
Peace, love, and hair grease.
Maybe we'll give something away at 100.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's what they do on YouTube. All right, this is getting boring. Let's move on.
The Target Circle app?
We're going to...
Download now.
Would you guys be down to do some history with me?
Let's do it.
Come on. So anyway, what I was saying is we're recording this break so we can post a video later, and for some reason, Brian Riley went backstage.
Yeah. Well, I had to get a drink of something real quick. I had to get back on stage.
And if you've never used StreamYard, you have no idea what backstage means. All right, come on, Kelly. Focus. It was on this day, all the way back in the year of our Lord, 1899.
Whoa. Is that a Husqvarna?
Could be. Kubota?
That's nice.
The lawnmower was invented on this day back in 1899.
Dad's favorite tool.
Like, with the engine? Not just the push lawnmower?
Just the lawnmower itself. I'm guessing, I mean, the internal combustion engine did exist then. I don't know if they were strapping them on the lawnmowers at the time.
This was that blade one that just...
Right.
My uncle still uses his.
It's good for exercise. My grandpa, when I would go mow his lawn, that's what he would make me use. But he'd pay me like $30 to mow his lawn.
We couldn't have done that. We lived on like a half acre. There's no way in heck I could have done that.
My grandpa lived in North Minneapolis. He was hardcore.
For that 12x12
Yeah, he didn't give a damn. All right, and then, hey, on this day in 1992, Chelsea, you're going to like this one.
Thank you for being a friend.
The last episode of The Golden Girls aired on this day in 1992, which, if you've never watched The Golden Girls, you are doing yourself a disservice.
The shade, the writing.
Oh, just one of the best shows of all time.
So good.
And just these women were so... sexually charged, is that a good way to put it?
They were in their prime.
They were in their era.
Women only get better with age.
You see that Chelsea looked over at me right when she said in their prime because she knew athletic prime.
I got you.
Just saying.
It was on this day in 2005, they checked fraud on the divorce papers.
It's okay. The only fraud that was committed was me thinking that I knew what it was like, that I really understood what it was like to be married, and I really didn't.
Kenny Chesney and Renee Zellweger.
Oh, gosh, what was that, 4 days? A couple weeks?
48 hours.
And
what was the song that he wrote about her?
I don't know.
She got a song out of the deal.
Fast Cars and Freedom? Yeah,
Quick Love? I don't know.
Grand opening, grand closing.
I'll look it up.
Well, anyway, so yeah, but remember, though, that everyone was speculating back then that the reason they got married is because he was trying to hide the fact that he was gay.
Yeah, there was some underwear, like, scandal. I don't remember. I remember hearing that, but I don't know.
About him?
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, the 60 Minutes report that I pulled this from said that the big speculation was that he was gay back then.
If you're getting married to try to solve a problem, don't.
No, it makes it worse.
100%.
Yeah. We'll get married. That'll solve everything.
No.
Now he's living the dream, just hanging out in the Bahamas 24/7.
Yeah. That dude has my dream life.
That dude.
Just saw him in concert. He's hanging out with Uncle Cracker.
Yeah. I don't know why you keep bringing up, who cares about Uncle Cracker?
He's the biggest celebrity of all time.
He's hanging out with Uncle Cracker. Who?
Everyone went to Kenny Chesney at U.S. Bank Stadium. Chelsea went to Uncle Cracker at U.S. Bank Stadium.
You mean that guy who had a hit back in 2002? That guy?
Everything's going to be all right. David Lee Murphy.
What does Uncle Cracker have to do with David Lee Murphy?
He sings on that song, doesn't he? With Kenny Chesney?
I don't... David Lee Murphy does, but what does that have to do with Uncle Cracker? I'm so confused.
Uncle Cracker and Kenny Chesney performed that song.
But David Lee Murphy was involved.
But David Lee Murphy wrote it.
Okay. All right. Celebrating a birthday today.
Connecting the dots.
Celebrating a birthday.
Oh, Billy.
Now... Can we be honest with each other for a hot second?
Please.
If Chelsea's going to proclaim her love for Uncle Cracker, I feel like I can say this and not be judged. His video for Turn the Lights Back On.
His new song.
Yeah. Billy Joel's new song brought me to tears.
That doesn't shock
me.
The video, the meaning of the song, like, hey, you know, like, I'm not done. It's essentially a song saying, hey, I'm not done yet. Turn the lights back on. Whether it's in a relationship, your job, your life, whatever.
The bathroom, right. Yeah.
Whatever it is. Billy Joel, and then the video is like, they did this awesome AI of him like singing it young all the way through his career.
Yeah.
And I was such a big fan my entire life that I remember all those eras of his life. And so just the words, the video, the everything, I was trying to hide crying from my kids when I was watching.
And then you just let rip.
Let it go.
Once they were out of the room, my kids have seen me cry so many times.
Don't fight it. That's okay.
You know what I'm dreading? in the future?
They're them graduating?
And this is something I honestly think about.
Students.
I think about this once a week, and I'm not even lying to you.
I'm not surprised.
When my daughter gets married, I'm not going to be able to give a toast because I won't be able to do it without crying. I've thought this through. My daughter's 14. What I'm going to do is since we have access to the equipment, and I know I'll be still working here when she gets married, I'm going to pre-record a toast.
Do it.
And do a slideshow.
Do it in AI.
That's going to take you so long.
And then he'll be there just bawling as it's playing in the background. And she'll be like.
I honestly think about this all the time. I'm like, I cry some. I tried to give a speech at my mother-in-law's memorial.
Yeah.
I cried harder than any of her relatives did. Not like any of her blood relatives did.
And I'm always asked to sing at family weddings and funerals. It's a mind trip, man.
I tried to say something nice and just fell apart.
You're going to go up there for the speech, and they're going to be like, that guy's in radio? That's what he does?
He's behind a mic, yeah.
I'm going to have to pre-record my speech for my daughter. I know that for a fact.
How many tears are you going to have in the studio when you pre-record that one? That's going to take you about 3 weeks.
I'm going to do it alone, yeah. I'm going to come in here at night.
Right now. Does she even have a boyfriend?
No.
Not there yet. Yes.
She's only 14.
Pump the brakes.
Let's let her be a kid for a while.
Not allowed.
Anyway, wait, we didn't do this. How old is Billy Joel? Chelsea?
No clue. I'm going to go with 76.
All right.
I'm going to say 67.
That's for Brian Riley. Chelsea once again gets close at 76 years old.
What's happening?
She's looking at it before we do this.
No, I feel it.
I
feel it.
Yeah, but for some reason, you used to always be like 20 years off. And now you're hitting bullseyes on a date.
It's kind of like my darts game. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
Maybe she downloaded a birthday app, and now it just tells her every day, and she's like, all right, I'm prepared.
She's like, they're not going to get me again on those stupid birthdays.
Yeah.